Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Kendall speaking. I'm sitting here on your bedside table, ready to tell you a wonderful story. I travel all over the world, visiting boys and girls sitting on their bedside table, flickering in their eyes as they're getting ready to go to sleep, telling them stories of the things that I have experienced as I go around visiting boys and girls all over the world. I met a young man and a young lady, and they were sitting in their beds and ready to hear my candle story. And the boy looked up at me and said, "Mr. Candle, I'm afraid." And I said, "You're afraid?" And the little girl looked over at me and she said, "I'm afraid too. Mr. Candle, what can I do?" And I looked at these two beautiful children and I thought to myself, why should 2 7-year-old children be frightened? And they were twins. And I said, "How come you two are frightened? What is there that is frightening to you?" And they just couldn't tell me offhand. And I asked them again, "What is there that frightens you?" And Jennifer spoke up and she said, "Well, it frightens me when I hear things, I hear whispering." And Daniel said, "Yeah, that whispering, that makes me scared." "Now, where do you hear whispering?" I asked them. And Daniel said, "Well, when we lay our head on the bed, on our pillow, and we're ready to go to sleep, and then we hear talk. We hear whispering from somewhere else in the house. And it's usually the voices of our mommy and daddy, and they're whispering, they're saying, they're all telling about all their problems and telling about all their troubles and telling about all the things that they're unhappy about with each other. But they're whispering so loud we can hear them." "Well, what are you going to do about that?" I asked. Jennifer said, "What do you mean, Mr. Cannon, what are we going to do about that? What can we do? We hear the whispering, and we hear them then talking unhappy things. What are we going to do?" And I said, "Jennifer, Daniel, now, you just sit very quiet there, just for a moment, and I want to tell you some ideas that might be helpful to you." "Oh, please, Mr. Candle, please tell us something that'll help us with this whispering. Whispering frightens me." And I said, "All right, now. We hear stories all the time in our life. We hear stories that there's going to be rain, that's going to be thunder. We hear stories that there's going to be problems, and we hear stories that we don't have enough money to pay the bills. Mommy and Daddy sometimes talk about that when they really shouldn't be talking about that. And why shouldn't they be talking about that, Mr. Candle? If that is what is the case, if that's what's happening, and there's no money to pay the bills, why shouldn't they talk about it?" "Well, Jennifer, Daniel, whatever we talk about is what we experience. Now, when we learn to talk about things that we want to experience, then we bring those things into our life. Now, if you would like a teddy bear, you talk about a teddy bear and how wonderful teddy bears are and how cuddly they are and how much fun there are to hold in your arms." "Yeah, oh, I like that, Mr. Kettle, I like that." "You think my mommy and daddy talk about something like that?" "Of course they would, if you think they will. But you mean my thought can make something like that happen?" "Yes, it can. Now think about it. You hear your mommy and daddy talking about their bills and their problems and the things. They're just in the next room, and I don't think they really know that you're listening. They think you're sound asleep and that you are not paying any attention to them. And so they talk about these things that are in their heart and on their mind. Now, Jennifer, Daniel, how would you like to give your mommy and daddy a big surprise?" "Oh, that'd be fun. I like surprises." Well, let's give your mommy and daddy a big surprise by right now, starting tonight, right where we are, and say, Mommy and Daddy have the perfect solution for all of their needs. Mommy and Daddy have the perfect solution for all of their needs. Oh, oh, that would be so nice, Mr. Cattle. That would be so nice if it were only true. Well, now, we talked about the teddy bear, didn't we? And we said how nice it would be to have a teddy bear. Well, now, you don't know what your mommy and daddy are talking about. You don't know about the bills, and you don't know about all the things that challenge them and make them unhappy. But you know that they're unhappy. So what you do is you say that mommy and daddy are all happy. Mommy and daddy have everything going the way they like it in their life. Mommy and daddy are a happy mommy and daddy. We have the happiest mommy and daddy in the world. Oh, Mr. Candle, really? Well, it's whatever you're thinking, whatever you're saying in your mind, that's what you're experiencing. We have the happiest mommy and daddy in the world. Oh, Mr. Candle, if that were only true. Well, now, we have to start thinking that it's true. So now let's just think about it. You know what your mommy and daddy look like? Oh, yes, okay. Now, you just put a picture of your mommy and daddy in your mind now, and close your eyes. Now, think about it. Now, can you see your mommy and daddy with a big smile on their face? Oh, yes, 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 yes. And then when we're going to the picnic, they always have a smile on their face. Well, just think of them always as going to the picnic with a big smile on their face. Now, say, everything in our family is a happy time. Mommy and Daddy have the solution for all of their needs, all of their desires, everything they want. Mommy and Daddy are the happiest people in the world because they have everything that they need to have, or they want to have, or they'd like to have, and it's going so nice for them. Now, you just see them. Now, when you think of your mommy and daddy, think of them with that big smile on their face just before they go on the picnic. Oh, I like that. Daniel was so happy. I like that. I like that. And Daniel was standing up in bed. I like that. I like that. He's bouncing in bed. And Jennifer got up too, and she started bouncing in the bed. I like that. I like that. I like that. And they're bouncing and bouncing and bouncing. Now, come on, Jennifer, Daniel. Calm down. It's bedtime, you know. Calm down. Now, you just see your mommy and daddy with all of the things that make them happy, all of the things that make everything go just perfect for them. And when you do that, then that's what's going to happen. Really, Mr. Candle? Yes, Jennifer, really.
I think that's a good idea, Mr. Candle.
Daniel was very sure of himself. Okay, boys and girls now. Daniel, Jennifer, say to yourself, all is in divine order. Now, you don't know what divine order is.
I don't know what divine order is. Nobody knows what divine order is, but it's good.
It is the best order. So you just say, all is in divine order with my mommy and daddy. All is in divine order with our household. All is in divine order with anything mommy and daddy want to do. And you say, just for a little extra plug for yourself, all is in divine order in my room. And Jennifer and Daniel were sharing the same room. They are two beautiful twins, and they are so happy now.
Oh, Mr. Candle, thank you so much for telling us. Thank you, Mr. Candle. Thank you. Oh, Mr. Candle, you're so wonderful.
Jennifer, Daniel, remember now, you say all is in divine order, and then let it be, and watch how wonderful. And just know that the whisperings are sweet love songs that your daddy and mommy are speaking to each other. Always remember, whispering is a love expression between two people who care. Now, snuggle down there, underneath the covers. Oh, here comes your mommy and daddy.
Hi, mommy and daddy.
Now, give them each a big hug and snuggle them and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And take your teddy bear. You do have a teddy bear, don't you? You don't have a teddy bear. Well, you got to talk to your mommy and daddy about that. But now come and snuggle under the blankets. And here comes Mr. Sandman. He's going to put pixie dust all over you. And you're going to dream of happy dreams where whispering is love of whispering. Okay, now, have a nice evening. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.